Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America. Thursday into a Friday here on Sports Byline broadcast across the country. iHeart, tune in, Simple Radio, and at sportsovernight.net. Yeah, you can check us out there. Read the blog, too. We've got picks on the weekend as away we go. Marty Terrell and Tyler Levine. A little bit later on in the show, we'll do some talk with the I'll keep you in suspense. I'll just say New York, Yankees, yeah, some interesting stuff. Some of the Yankee history, we'll do that. But speaking of the Yankees, they're anything but history. They're up 2-0. The Guardians, I mean, we can sit here and say it. I still think the Yankees may dial up an El Sweepo here. But right now, the Indian Guardians, I knew I'd do that. I can't, it's just muscle memory. I look at them and I see the Indians. Guardians, my Lord, 2-1. They got a home run. Two-run blast, and that's where we get started right now. We'll give you all the details on that. It's early on. Last night, fireworks in Flushing, all about the Dodgers, right? Shohei hit an absolute moonshot. You know it's a home run when the umpire just sits there and looks, just stares, and it goes so far into the third deck that it cleared the top of the foul pole. It's kind of, it's like one of those field goals that you just go, yeah, we're going to review it, but it's one of those things. And, you know, they've got laser beam rulings, and they've got, you know, and Wimbledon's going to use it. Major League Baseball's resisted it so far. The fact of the matter is the ball was just an absolute moonshot. And the Mets can't score. They cannot score. They cannot get a timely hit. They had opportunities. Lindor's up there with the bases loaded early. And I felt like the minute I saw that, their spirit was broke. It was broke. It just snapped their spine. It just did. Bueller wasn't great, but Bueller was good enough. And then it was just tag team the rest of the way. And the UConn kid finished up. They just, all they did was just play tag team. What'd they get? 3 or 4 out of Bueller, and that's all they needed. And the Mets bullpen, when they're down like that, they're just trying to eat innings and try to get something going. Try to. Now it's, you know, a situation in Flushing, Queens, where they got to win tonight. So the baseball, as much as we love it, we are right now on a subway series, but Dodgers in a Brooklyn subway, not the Mets and the Yankees. We'll keep you posted and with our thoughts and more coming up here on Sports Overnight America. Tyler Levine joins us next. Don't go away.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Insurance at Geico.com. Get your best rates and your best terms right now at Geico by Rocket Mortgage. Speaking of rates, huh? $10,000 down towards your closing costs with any approved mortgage now at Rocket Mortgage. Tyler Levine, and away we go. Let's mop up on the baseball in the here and now with the Yankees. Manzardo homers. Kyle Manzardo. He's from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, by way of Washington State. DHing. Boom. 2-1. Ramirez steals second. Clark Schmidt, the guy from Georgia, collegiately at Southern South Carolina. Yankees go with Schmidt. 2-1 Guardians. I still think a long way to go in this one, but put it on the blog today at sportsovernight.net. I still think the Yankees might be dialing up a sweep. The Guardians look just tuckered out to me. We'll see. Give me a quick hit on your Yankees. Let's hear it, Tyler.
Yeah, still a third inning. I'm not too concerned, and especially, you know, a one run, even a two run lead with this team, it takes one swing of the bat to erase that quickly. I wouldn't be surprised if the Guardians took this one. I think the Yankees win game four, and inevitably, no matter what, I don't see a path for the Guardians to win this series. I think you're pretty spot on. They're making mental errors left and right. And you know what that usually means, which is they're tired. So we'll see if they can keep it together. Yankees just got out of the inning, 2-1, going to the top of the fourth.
All right, good job. Nice little update there, and away we go. Let's see. You know, Judge, that home run the other night, like we said, probably gets him going here a little bit. You could see it. It was bugging him. But these guys are streaky, and I wouldn't be surprised if he serves up another one today in that Yankee lineup. I've been meaning to ask you, why did they hit Austin Wells fourth? Why? He's not a cleanup hitter. Why is Austin Wells hitting cleanup in the Yankee lineup? Please explain, Yankee fan.
Well, why is Aaron Boone the manager? You know, the questions.
Right.
These are things we'll never. Why did we not pull Gerrit Cole in game two after he got out? You know, all power to him. He got out of a bases loaded situation the inning before. Why are we sending the guy back out there? We have a strong enough bullpen. Take him out. Luckily we didn't blow it, but I don't like that decision. He's not the Gerrit Cole of 5 years ago. He's just not. And when he gets in these situations, it can pile on. And then we see him go into the next inning and bases reduced before you could even blink. So there's a lot of weird decisions that Boone makes, but let's see if we can just get through the series clean.
We shall see, and keep an eye on that. We'll give you scoreboard updates right up to the top of the hour. Stay with us throughout the night, too. Every hour on the hour, get you through the night with Sports Talk Radio here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Here's where I want to go with you next. You know, Lindor strikes out, bases loaded, that opportunity. The Dodgers had multiple opportunities to blow this game open, but the long ball, I mean, absolute long ball. Hernandez, Lux, Ohtani, not necessarily in that order. You know, the Dodgers, I thought, you know, looked vulnerable last night. They were putting men on base all night, but the Mets just looked, they looked confounded. And after Lindor struck out with the sacks jammed, this team looked lifeless. I mean, they really and truly did. So your take on that one, and Dodgers go for the kill, not the ultimate kill shot tonight, but if the Mets don't win tonight, they're singing for their supper there on Friday night. So you tell me. Go ahead. Let's hear.
I mean, this is as close to a kill shot as a kill shot could get. You know, we talked about this yesterday. If the Dodgers get ahead early, be careful. And what happens? They go up 2-0 in the second inning. They score another 2 in the 6th, another 3 in the 8th, and they finish it off 8-0. I expected a lot of runs. You know, I said I think it was going to go over the 7.5 line that was set, but I wasn't exactly thinking that it would be covered by the Dodgers alone. This is it's a pretty embarrassing game, to be honest, for the Mets to get shut out 8-0 in probably the biggest game that they've had in the last 10 years at home is not exactly a great look, and, you know, they have to bounce back tonight. But it's, you know, this team is not easy to bounce back against. They're just, their roster is so strong. And I mean, there's no chance. You have to be putting up a significant amount of runs on the board to stand any chance against the Dodgers. You just have to.
Yeah, you cannot take it. You cannot take it on the idea that, you know, even though they've had struggles, and Ohtani, like Judge, was struggling early on in this postseason. They make no mistake about it. But you know, with that lineup, it's daunting. So you got to get great pitching, but you got to, I think you're right, get a lead. What about if you had to guess and crystal ball it? I mean, I think the Dodgers, you know, again, I think the Dodgers and Yankees at most. I mean, I could see the Mets maybe clawing out one more and maybe dying in 6, but Cleveland maybe 5. How far do you think the Mets can take this?
This is my thing. The Mets have to play flawless to get through the series. The Dodgers can afford to make some mistakes, as we saw last night. They're good enough talent-wise to make up for it. I'm not saying that the Mets don't have a talented team, but I think that momentum has carried them to where they are right now. And if that starts to fizzle out, it's over. They stand no chance. They can't stack up against this roster. They just can't.
Quintana and Yamamoto tonight. Quintana was very strong against the Phillies. He's got to come back. And he, left-hander, and when he's on, he's very, very good. When he's off, he's a can of gas. We should see. Lineup out, Lindor, Vientos, Alonso, Nimmo, Marte, Martinez. Wow, they moved Iglesias way down. Bader in center field, Alvarez will hit 9th. Ohtani, Betts, Hernandez, Edmund, Hernandez, Kiki, Max Muncy, Will Smith, Podges, and did I say that right? And Taylor. Freddie Freeman out day to day. You know, Freddie Freeman, I'm surprised he's playing, by the way, Tyler. I don't know if you know this, but that ankle, he can't run. The guy simply can't run. He really can't. He looks like a horse with a bad hoof.
Hey, really Kirk Gibson, as long as he can jog around the bases, he'll be fine.
There you go. Good analogy there. There you go. All right, quick hit on Thursday night football. Hey, listen, Drew Brees, Ring of Honor, Saints Hall of Fame tonight. Spencer Rattler is going to try to, you know, have a calming effect on this team. I don't know who he's throwing it to. They're all banged up. We shall see. But Saints coming off 51-27, bushwhacking at home to Tampa. Worst defense in the league. They're giving up nearly 400 yards a game. I mean, they're dead last. What's to suggest that on a night where Breeze maybe gets the crowd a little bit into it, that Rattler can steer the Saints to a home field victory? And here comes Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos coming off their loss to the Chargers. Short week for both teams. Sean Payton, of course, Denver. This is a return home. He's never been in that visitor's locker room. He'll see it tonight if he hasn't already. How do you see this one tonight?
I don't see how the Saints can possibly win this game, to be honest. I think the Broncos' defense is just far too good. And their offense, listen, it's nothing magic, but it's serviceable.
Bo Nix just continues to get more and more experience. We saw Courtland Sutton have a great catch last week. We got Javonte Williams in the backfield. By no means is he a showstopper, but I just think that, I mean, who is going to, on the Saints offense outside of Kamara, is going to make any significant impact? Rashid Shaheed is out for the season. That broke today. I have him in both my fantasy teams, so that was quite depressing to hear. And Olave is out as well. So it's like you have probably the two best corners in the league going up against what, backups? So unless the Saints offensive line finds a way to lock in and Kamara rushes for 250 yards and has 5 touchdowns, remember when he had 6 a couple years ago? That's what's going to have to happen tonight for them to even stand a chance at winning. And their defense has to obviously pretty much play the complete opposite of how they played last week. Even the 3 turnovers last week wasn't enough. So it looks like they're going to have what, 8 tonight to stand a chance?
Yep, and 2-0 start for the Saints, 4 straight losses. Forget the Tampa Bay game. That was a disaster. That was a up-and-down affair. They were down 24-0, came back, took the lead. I mean, it was a crazy game, absolutely wacky game. But I'll tell you this, Olave, I don't know what's wrong with him, but I tell you what, one thing I know he's got is a bruised ego. The game against Kansas City, he was stopping his routes. He looked like a total malcontent. I think there's some problems there. Is Dennis Allen lost that team maybe? I mean, he's 18-22 lifetime. It took over when Peyton departed. You tell me, but I'll tell you right now, the Saints are a mess right now. Olave looks like he is a malcontent. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think that it's so tough to follow a legendary coach. We see it in pretty much every sport across the board. I think that he's going to be out of a job very soon, unless he dramatically turns things around.
And I think he's got a tall order there, too. So the Saints and Broncos tonight. That's the Thursday night prime game with Mailadin Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. We look forward to it. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. Coming right back.
Change the way things are.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We've rolled along. Brandon Steiner coming up, talking some collectibles, but really talking about, you know, the history of this World Series involving New York teams. And we say Los Angeles because we got into this yesterday with the Brooklyn lineage of the Dodgers. There's no question about it. The O'Malley family, Walter O'Malley, and end up moving the team from Brooklyn to Los Angeles. Way back in the day. But the fact of the matter is, if Brooklyn gets in, you can make a case, Tyler. I don't know if you've seen these numbers. I'm stunned. In prepping for today's show, the Subway Series in 2000 was not a ratings juggernaut. It did well in New York, but across the country, that World Series did not get great numbers in terms of television. Did you catch that? Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, they're two teams that, I mean, most of the world has a bad taste in their mouth about New York, New York sports teams at least. So, you know, it's like, you know, if I had to watch, the Celtics and the Patriots, you know, I'm choosing not to do it despite the love of the game. And it's not like it's the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? It's not like it's one game. It's seven games long. It's a long series, and it's, you know, in terms of popularity, I don't think it would, you know, stacks up. I think in today's day and age, though, I think that it's been so long since we've seen the Mets or the Yankees really in it that it would probably do better than it did back in 2000. But I really, truly don't believe that it would come even close to what a Yankees-Dodgers World Series would do in terms of numbers and ratings.
So my feeling is if it's Brooklyn and the Yankee at Brooklyn, if it's Los Angeles / Brooklyn and the Yankees, we won't have to revisit 2020 numbers. But if it's Yankees-Mets again, this might be a big yawner. Not a yawner in the tri-state area, but I'll tell you what, meaning New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and you could even bring upper parts of New England into the fray. Yankee fans are everywhere and nationally, but the numbers aren't there. But if it's the Dodgers, and I think it's because of Judge and Ohtani. Truth be known, Ohtani is absolute instant ratings. And you want to talk globally, he is magic for the globalization of baseball. How about that?
Well, yeah, 100%. I mean, that is what it is. If those two guys were on different teams and they match up in the World Series, I don't think it's even I'm just saying that. I don't think it's even close to the numbers that it would do with them being in there. It's the debate. It's Ohtani, it's Judge, it's MVP of the National League, MVP of the American League. And they're both bomb hitters. So, and Ohtani's probably just going for what it is, the most talented player to ever play the game. Anyone that can get, that's a huge part. I'm just throwing outside of the fact that the Yankees being in the World Series are great to go to. If I could go to and get to see Ohtani play in person in a World Series game, that's legendary stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. No question. His jersey, everything else, he is pure gold. Did you see the home run last night? It's just when he hits them, they're prodigious. They really are. They're Ruthian. And go back and look. That thing was an absolute bomb. And I love when they go to replay because, the replay ump looked at it and said, it went so high. It went so far, it was like, yeah, I don't know that it was fair or foul, but I do know this. The ball, he hit the ball a mile.
I feel like he doesn't hit normal home runs. Like he just hits absolute moonshots. It's like it goes off the bat and you're like, oh my God, watch out. And, we might see some more waves in the tri-state area or out on the West Coast. It might cause a tsunami hitting the moon and throwing it out of orbit. It's insane. The guy never hits just like a normal dinger. You know what I mean? It's always 450 feet. Every time the Dodgers are playing, it's a new notification from ESPN. 480-foot home run, Ohtani. 500-foot home run, Ohtani. It's like, geez, does this man stop?
It's so much so. I didn't miss him pitching this year. Granted, he was in a new venue with the Dodgers. I didn't miss him. I didn't miss the fact that he wasn't pitching. But a lot of baseball fans lament the fact that he wasn't the two-way player because of the arm difficulty. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so cool to see him pitching in one inning and then going and hitting, you know, in the bottom of the inning or the top of the inning, respectively. It's not that I don't miss it, because he produces so much offensively that it's like, it's not like you can be snoozing on the guy, because he's always delivering night in and night out no matter what. He's still breaking records and doing crazy stuff. But getting to see him pitch is just absolutely nuts when you think about it. It's like, it's crazy, because playing baseball growing up, like, everyone hits, you know, no matter what position you're playing. And he just happens to be one of the best hitters of all time, who's also an absolutely unbelievable pitcher as well. It's insane.
No question. All right, so we got that, and, you know, we will see. Look, the World Series is going to be what it's going to be. I still think people are into it. There's good storylines. Are you surprised that the Yankees, because I'm reading some things this afternoon, may see bye-bye to Gerrit Cole? I mean, it may be an opt-out by him. That would surprise me. They owe him a boatload of money, $144 million. Give me a quick hit on that, and we'll go back to football.
I mean, I'm kind of – I don't think he's the player that we signed. I don't think he's worth the money, to be honest. So if he opted out, it's, you know, see you later. Think of how much room that frees up for us, you know, to bring somebody else in who's younger, fresher. You know, it's – I wouldn't hate it if he stayed, obviously. I still think he's a great pitcher and think he has a lot to give. But, you know, not for what the money we spent on it is. I'd love to see that go elsewhere and improve the roster in other places where we're weak.
All right, let's do some football college stuff. We'll do the NFL on a Football Friday. Tyler will be in the air chair tomorrow. Look forward to it. We might get to chime in depending on how the schedule goes, but you will be in the air chair tomorrow. The one game, and we're sending our colleague Zaid Hussein to Champaign Urbana, downstate from his Chicago nest. He'll be camped out Champaign Urbana Memorial Stadium, the Fighting Illini and your Michigan Wolverines. Have you given up on Michigan this year? What type of year is it going to be? New coach Sherron Moore, NCAA investigation. Harbaugh is got heart issues in Los Angeles with the Chargers. I mean, your Wolverine Maize and Blue Nation's a little bit a little bumpy right now there, Tyler. Let's hear.
Listen, I could not care less. We got our national championship last year. Okay. I waited my whole life for it.
You're one of those. Oh, I see.
Absolutely. Look, I'm not thrilled to see us how, you know, in the state of, you know, where the team is at right now. But, like, what do I have to complain about? We finally got the big one done. It was great to watch. It's great to see. Now we rebuild. I'll probably go another 20 without seeing one. It is what it is, but, you know, at least we're competitive. We're still ranked 24. It's still a top 25 matchup with two teams going on the road. It'll still be an entertaining game. There's still guys that can make plays. Michigan's actually favored 3.5 points in this road matchup. Makes you think what's going on there. A lot of people are probably thinking, oh, Illinois plus 3.5 at home. I don't know. Vegas usually gets these weird ones right. So I think that Michigan actually might pull off a road upset here, Marty. I'll be tuning in to watch, that's for sure.
All right, you ready for a little Football Friday action? Now, I want honest opinion here. I don't even have to say that to you because you always shoot straight with us. What about 13th-ranked BYU hosting Oklahoma State, BYU undefeated, and you know the team in my backyard, Iowa State undefeated too. We thought Utah, the Utes, would be the undefeated team, but they're not. Iowa State goes out there November 23rd. BYU and Iowa State don't play. Does Gundy and his mullet come up with a big effort in Utah? Do the Cowboys pick off the Cougars? Let me hear.
Nah, BYU is a team that just, they have so much grit, man. You know, we saw them absolutely dismantle Kansas State. A team like this who just has that momentum, they're so hard to take down. And you look at Oklahoma State, they're 0-3 in the Big 12. They're 3-3 overall. And we got BYU sitting 3-0 in the Big 12, 6-0 overall at home, Friday night, 10:15. I'm absolutely that.
Love it.
Come on, baby. There's nothing that gets better than that. Their fans are going to be going absolutely insane. I don't know if this is true. I'm almost certain it'll be a whiteout game, which everybody loves. I don't know. There's something about that that just gets everyone fired up in the stands. And I think they're going to wipe the floor with them. I think this can get away from Oklahoma State very, very fast. I don't think they're a good team. Their quarterback, I mean, 12 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Come on. That's not getting anything done on the road in a big game. You know, unless their defense plays absolutely out of their minds, BYU by a million.
Is Oregon the best team in the country? playing Purdue Friday night. Purdue's got a history of pulling off upsets. That's not going to happen. They're going to get blown out. And they're going to get blown out in West Lafayette. So I'm not going to go there. I think Oregon might be the best team in the country. I'm serious.
I'm still riding with Texas. I just, there's something about this Texas team this year that, that stands out. It feels different. I know that that's something that's been said by pretty much every Texas fan when they start off 1-0. It's Texas is back, Texas is back. But this time it actually feels real. And I think that they learned a lot from last year's playoff appearance and the mistakes that were made. I think they have an improved roster, a quarterback that just has more experience now. And, you know, regardless of how good Oregon is, I'm not taking anything away from them. I do think that they're a great team. I'm still giving it to Texas in a heads-up matchup here, no doubt.
Well, I think the lords of the SEC and the lords of the Big Ten are ready to slit their throats. Here's why. What if Texas wins the SEC in their inaugural season? And what if Oregon in their first year in the Big Ten wins the Big Ten? Are you kidding me? A Pac-12 team comes in and captures the Big Ten for the West Coast, and then Texas from the lowly Big 12 rolls into the Southeastern Conference and wins the conference championship? It's a, you tell me. That's not going over well. I'm sorry. It's not.
The nice thing about Oregon and the Big Ten is anyone but Ohio State, and yeah. I would absolutely love to see Alabama and Georgia get knocked off. I feel like it's been them two for so many years now. It would be awesome to see someone new on top come the end of the season.
Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine the Alabama fan bases? I mean, this is their worst nightmare. This is their – and Georgia fans, too. It's their worst nightmare. Newcomer Texas comes in, wins the regular season, wins the title game, and heaven forbid they win a national championship. Oh, my Lord. Speaking of which – well, before we end the show, we got Brandon Steiner coming up. Start thinking about who you think is going to win the national team. I know it's only midseason, but I want to gauge how you're thinking. We're coming back. Lots to get to still. It's a Thursday into a Friday here. Sports Overnight, Marty and Tyler coming back. Don't go away.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Rocket Mortgage and RocketMortgage.com, and interest rates are going down and the participation in your closing costs going up, $10,000 down towards your closing costs with every approved mortgage when you qualify at RocketMortgage.com. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way. Tyler, a native New Yorker, up in Harlem, down on Broadway, you're no tramp, but you're no lady. Yes, Odyssey sang that song, Native New Yorker, and that does not apply to Tyler. What I do know is we've got Brandon Steiner in here, and excellent guest, and we are happy to talk to him. And Brandon, again, is with Collectible Exchange, X as in E-Exchange, exchange.com. Check them out. It's interesting. The minute I think of Yankees-Mets, it's Subway Series. But when you think Yankee-Dodgers, I go to the Brooklyn lineage of the Dodgers. And yet, I think Brandon's going to say, well, that might be true, but it's more about Ohtani and Judge. Do I have that right, Brandon? My name is Marty Terrell. That's Tyler Levine. You'll get to him in a moment. But I want to drag Brooklyn into it if it's the Dodgers. Am I going too far with that? Let me hear.
I don't think you're going too far with it at all. I mean, the Dodgers-Yankees would be epic. The Met-Yankees would be epic if you're here in New York. If you're around the rest of the country, I don't know how exciting it's going to be. But, I mean, people are going crazy in New York. It's, baseball's filled the air. The Knicks have become a real team. The Liberty are about to win a championship, we hope. It's, you know, we've been dry, man. New York has not had a lot of winners the last 15 years. It's been really dry. So to get some winning going on in town and get people back into sports has been really big. A Met Yankees thing will be huge.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Tyler Levine here, and I'm a native New Yorker as well. It's been so painful, and I went to college in Massachusetts, so I've had to deal with that, and all my buddies running in my face for the last 10 years, unfortunately. I got to ask, of all the pieces of memorabilia that you've sold, which are you most proud of? And I got to assume you have a pretty sweet personal collection, so I'm curious as to which one your favorite is.
Well, the first question is, I sold Don Larson's perfect game uniform. It's one of my favorite things. I think it's one of the greatest baseball games ever pitched, a World Series perfect game. Imagine the pressure. I don't know if anybody ever do that again. And you know, believe it or not, I used to have an amazing collection. Not going to lie. But, you know, Collectible Exchange helps people sell their collections. And I have more stuff on my website now than I did at Steiner. And to be authentic about it, it's taken me three years to sell my collection. There's still a few hundred pieces left. I wanted to be authentic. If I'm telling other people to liquidate their collection, I had to do it myself. So, and my wife is very happy, by the way. You know, I mean, I have 7,000 items, and now to, you know, put them up on Collectible Exchange, as I put now, we have, I think, 150,000 items on our website. I mean, people are just bringing, shipping, sending us stuff every day. I've enjoyed that. Like, I had a great run having that kind of collection, but my kids didn't want it. So I decided that I would sell my collection, use a lot of money for charity and other things. And so I used to have a really good collection, and I only have a few things left in my sports room that are just some fun stuff that I have. And that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. And it's helpful because it's very emotional when you lose your collection that you've been collecting your whole life. And I'm glad I did it. But this comes up all the time with me, and I'm glad that a lot of collectors out there have little pieces that are created. I mean, I created a lot of this business and invented a lot of different things. So to know that a lot of my fans of our company have been able to purchase stuff that I invented or created or had makes me happy.
Yeah, Brandon Steiner with us. I'm going to go back to baseball, away from the collectibles, but we can certainly delve into it, and I'll probably have something at the end of our discourse here this afternoon, Brandon. But I mean, Soto, I don't think he's re-signing with the Yankees. I think Lindor's got into his head. I think he's going to love going to Flushing. How about Lindor and Soto? That is going to be a dynamic duo. Could that be like the New York baseball skyline with the interlocking NY of the Mets and Soto and Lindor stealing the thunder from up there on 161st and River, Yankee Stadium? Let me ask you. Well, Soto and Lindor.
I think it's an excellent point, and I think the Yankees have a limit to how high they'll go, where I think the Met and Steve Cohen have a higher level for tolerance to go a little crazier. And then, you know, do you do the Dodger thing and then defer the payments, which makes it even more interesting, which I could see the Mets doing. But also, I think your Giants over there in your neck of the woods, I think they're in the running. They need to become relevant again. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to throw a boatload in them as well. I tell you, though, Soto's comfortable in the Bronx. And it raises a good question. Because money is the money, or do you go where you're going to maybe be happier, more comfortable, and have legacy? And I'm interested to see how it plays out. But most of the time in these sports situations, money trumps legacy, comfortability, and happiness. And it didn't work out well for Cano when he did it. Soto has found a home in the Bronx. They're probably going to the World Series. I don't know if they're going to win it or not, but it looks like, you know, him and Judge are a really good 1-2 punch. He'd be crazy to walk away from it, but I could see a team outbidding the Yankees. I mean, you know, the Yankees have a big payroll. I don't know how far they can go. And thank God I don't have to make those decisions, because it's got to be nerve-wracking now to own some of these teams with the kind of salaries that are out there and then hoping that things are going to work out.
Absolutely insane. You got to think, if the Yankees take home the World Series, I'd have a hard time believing that even with the bag they're going to throw at him, that he's going to walk away from that. You have to think he's going to run it back. You mentioned before you invented a lot of things. Real quick before I get into this, I saw online you're the inventor of the everything bagel, 1973 at 14 years old. That made me laugh. I loved reading that. I got a question, you know, away from sports, because you have such a prolific resume in terms of starting businesses and being an entrepreneur, the charitable stuff that you do. What's a piece of advice that you have for the next generation who's chasing a dream, doing something that they love, building a business? Because you've done such a good job of building up these businesses and selling them off and being so well known and being such a good guy. So I'm curious, you know, for the next generation of people that are looking to do that, what piece of advice you have?
Well, I think the first thing I would say, you know, thank you for saying all that. I appreciate it, and I've had a great run, and I can't believe the support I've gotten to keep doing what I'm doing even now. But first thing I would just say is, like, if you're a young entrepreneur right now, you're in the best position I've seen in years. I mean, because really a lot of people think entrepreneurship or starting a business is coming up with something new. But I think one of the keys is you'd rather be an improver than an inventor. And because we've done so many new things over the last 5 or 10 years, there's just a boatload of room for improvement. I think there's two key characteristics if you're a young person. First of all, obviously master your craft, whatever it is you want to get into, know everything there is about it, but also be curious and be enthusiastic. Curiosity will lead you to everything, purpose, it will lead you to getting better, it will lead you to a high rate of growth. And then, you know, enthusiasm, the root word of enthusiasm is enthusios, and that means to be with God. And if you, whenever you decide you are committed to whatever you want to try, which you may try a few things, do it with faith. You know, believe that you work hard, do the right thing, serve people, do whatever it takes to get people what they need, know what's important to people. You got to believe that there's a higher power, whatever you believe in, there's a higher power that will take you to a good place. And I think that it's an important element that most people don't think about, which is faith. And curiosity. You don't have to be the smartest guy in the room. You have to be the most curious person, because curiosity will lead you to a high level of growth. It's the same thing in sports. The best players are not always the best players that you see right in front of you, but they're players that continue to grow and get better. When I even look at Derek Jeter, I look at some of the great players that when they came up, they were pretty good, and when they left, they were like the best that ever was. Those are players that continue to grow. And the way you grow is with curiosity and faith.
Love Brandon that. Steiner, wow, that's a powerful, powerful statement. Very motivating. excellent. That and hard work. Brandon, I want to say one more thing here, and it's bothered me, and I think you are so uniquely qualified to answer this. And I'm not trying to condemn any professional athletes, but we hear about, I want to get a ring, I want to get a ring, or Dan Marino, I didn't get the ring, I didn't get the ring. And when guys get rings and multiple rings, why on earth do people sell the coveted rings that they work so hard to garner? Can you explain that at all? Or is it as simple let's hear.
I think it's a good question, and it does baffle me sometimes. And a couple of the answers are, as you get older and you realize your kids and family don't want those rings, they don't mean that much to them, you don't know what to do with it. So you'd rather just get the money and then split the money up for your kids and grandkids. The second answer is, a lot of times people, these players, as much money as they've made, is more money they've spent, and they need the money. And then the third answer is, for some of the players, they actually get two rings. You know, you can buy a second ring, and a lot of them are just selling one of the rings because they still have the other. You know, like everything else, you know, when you have excess, which a lot of players have a lot of excess, they now know their stuff is worth a lot, and then they wake up one day and they're like, what the hell am I going to do with all this stuff, including rings, trophies. Unless you're going to open up your own museum, which I do recommend to a lot of the guys, is that they should donate their stuff to a hospital, a museum. You get a tremendous write-off, and then your stuff, your legacy can live on. But then, you know, everybody's got different ways. I've liquidated a lot of really big-time players' collections. One of my favorites was Bob Knight, who said he wasn't a collector, but he saved, you know, after the 300 red sweaters he had, and God knows everything else. So, you know, it's a complicated business, and there really isn't any one particular way to look at it, because all these personalities have a lot of twists and turns, which is what makes the collectible business that whole really interesting, intriguing thing. Is like, especially when you get at the particular players that have done special things, and there's only one of this and one of that. That's what people want.
I gotta ask. I had lunch with Mariano Rivera through a charitable thing. A couple years back when I think I was like 12 years old or something. And the experience of sitting down with someone like him and listening to and just realizing, you know, he's just a regular guy. And he took so much time to speak with me, signed tickets, balls. He was so gracious with his time with us. Is there an athlete for you that stands out as someone that, you know, really took the time to, like, have a beautiful conversation with you and have a great relationship? Someone, because to be honest, this interaction, I don't want to be dramatic in saying it changed my life, but it did. It meant so much to me. Is there someone that stands out for you?
Well, I mean, I've been with Mariano for 25 years, so that story doesn't surprise me. And I've done some amazing things with Mariano for amazing causes and charities, and he is a once-in-a-lifetime talent. Another player that really resonates with me, and you see him now on ESPN, is Mark Messier. What a great teammate, great leader, great captain, and we don't really feel the full wrath of Mark. He's much bigger in Canada, actually, than he's here, even though he's won 6 Stanley Cups, and obviously the big one here in 94 with the Rangers. But incredibly high-empathy guy, really smart with his brand, incredibly committed to the game. You see it now, I mean, he's a great watcher on ESPN, so he's been amazing. And then the last player, I mean, there's so many I can name, really, but, you know, I worked with Muhammad Ali for 5 years. I mean,
wow.
You know, traveling around the world, incredibly selfless, helping, raising money. I mean, I've never met anybody so beloved by so many. You mention the name Ali anywhere around the world, people know who he is. And it's really amazing what I've been able to learn from, you know, Mariano, Messier, certainly Jeter, another guy I have for 20 years. So, you know, I've secured over 35 million autographs, and some of the players I've worked with over the last 30 years have been amazing. And now to be able to keep going with this new company, it's my 5th year now at Collectible Exchange. It's just now just recouping with a lot of these athletes that I worked with during their career. Now they're selling off their stuff, or I'm helping to raise money for charity and stuff like that. It's been amazing.
Good job. Brandon Steiner, founder of CollectibleExchange.com. Thank you so much, Brandon. We shall do it again soon. Thank you.
We'll talk with the Yankees. Have that trophy.
Yeah, baby.
Right after Soto signs with the Mets with Lindor.
Oh, come on.
We're coming back. Well, 2-minute drill straight ahead. Don't go away.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Trill, I threw it out here earlier. Let's see if Tyler was paying attention. Tyler, 12-team playoff. No sport in our country has ever tripled the amount of their playoff participants. They went from 2 to 4 to now 12. Three times as good. Who's going to be left standing and playing Atlanta?
I've been saying it. I'm rolling with Texas. I think this is the year. I so vividly remember Vince Young getting it done, taking down USC. It was one of the core memories of my childhood. And I loved Reggie Bush, don't get me wrong. But that Texas team stood out to me, and I think it's just a long time coming. You see it so often where these legendary teams go. I mean, we've seen it with the Yankees. The Celtics obviously got another one last year. These teams that are so legendary and have such a legacy – they go so long and they experience such great amounts of pain. The fans, I just think this is the year. There's something that just feels special about this Texas team, and I think they have the self-belief. And more importantly, they have playoff experience. A lot of these guys were on the roster last year, and they know what it's like to play in these games. And I think playing in the SEC this season is only going to help them because they have a lot stiffer of competition that they're playing week in and week out.
I think it's going to be Oregon, and I think they're going to shock the world. I mean, Ohio State looms. I think Oregon's going to win the whole thing, and maybe at the expense of Texas. I mean, I'd sign for that right now. I'd love to see Texas in there against the Ducks. And, again, to see those teams as first-year newbies in the SEC with Texas and the Big Ten with Oregon would be something else. Tyler, you're going to lead the show. You're going to have the whole band. You are the guy. We appreciate you. Tyler Levine, I'm Marty Terrell for the whole crew. Thanks to Brandon Steiner. Thanks to the whole crew. Dominic Jimenez. Enjoy your baseball into the night and the overnight here, a Thursday into a Friday on Sports Byline. Adios.